A little while ago, we spoke about dinosaurs, and I told you that you'd need to listen to our next interview. Neighbourhood centres throughout Queensland provide a pivotal role in helping locals and newcomers through difficult times. Malcolm Thompson is the Managing Director of our Caboolture Neighbourhood Centre, and he's joining us here today to talk a little bit about their role in the community, but also about the really fun and exciting day that they've got planned, and it's coming up. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning, Rosemary, and to your listeners.
Malcolm, with this recent Neighbourhood Centres Queensland Impact Report showing 2.4 million visitors across the state to the centre this year, can you tell us how the Caboolture Neighbourhood Centre has been supporting locals during these challenging times with the rising cost of living and housing pressures?
Yes. Just to give you a little bit of statistics in the increasing numbers that we're actually seeing in the centre here, in the 2022-2023 financial year, we had 8,006 people contact our reception centre via face-to-face contact or via phone.
Mm-hmm.
In the 23-24 period, that figure increased to 10,548. Now, that's an extra 158 odd persons per week that's contacting our reception area, but it also doesn't take into account the people going straight to the their counselling service, our CAMS, which is a multicultural service. So you can probably add another at least 4,000 to that 10,000. So we're seeing around about the 15,000 people per annum just at the Caboolture Neighbourhood Centre, and there is 128 across the state.
Goodness
So the disadvantage is becoming more and more. The crisis, we have with homelessness and also the cost of living is, and cost of electricity and everything's going up, and it's impacting on everybody. We're actually seeing a slightly different cohort coming into the centre. Normally it was those people that were, on the bottom of, and poor and on Centrelink payments, but we're seeing a different cohort. We're seeing actually probably the lower middle class coming into the centre now because of the crisis we have in the financial crisis and the electricity increases and, it's right across the board. We do what we can within the funding that we actually get from the state government, and we're certainly grateful for that funding.
Right. Now, Malcolm, we know that social isolation is a significant issue right now. How are you and your team at the Caboolture Neighbourhood Centre creating opportunities for community connection, particularly through programs like community transport, the support groups and intergenerational activities?
Well, certainly through our counselling service, our budgeting services, we deliver a multitude of courses where, people can join in. But one of the biggest, areas that we sort of cover is the events that we have throughout the year. And the event coming up on the 19th of December is, we actually become a one-stop shop for, community members to come to this, here to the neighbourhood centre. But also we invite a whole range of different services to our Family Fun Day. And, so a community member can visit the stalls and find out a whole lot of information about what services are in the community to help them with a whole range of issues, including social isolation as well.
There you go.
We do have our community garden here in the centre, and there's a number of people who actually come in and, tinker with the plants and, harvest some of the plants when they're in need. So, yes.
Malcolm, I think we need to talk a little bit more. Would you mind staying with me so that we'll just go to a song break and we'll come back and speak a little bit more? You'll stay with me?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, thank you. I'm delighted to say that we still have Malcolm Thompson. He is the Managing Director of the Caboolture Neighbourhood Centre and he's still with us. Now, Malcolm, thank you for waiting with me. This Caboolture Neighbourhood Centre is having a free family fun day and it's coming up on the 19th of December. Can you share a little bit of that mystery and excitement that's happening around this and what people can expect to see and enjoy?
Yes, Rasmi, that's all good. We're actually having a petting zoo. There's a free sausage sizzle. We do have karaoke and face painting. I believe there may be a hairdresser there this time because the kids can, if the kids need a hair, obviously with the hair cutting, we'll probably be limited to a number of children or adults that need a haircut. But the main attraction on this occasion will be the robotic dinosaurs. And we've sort of tried to keep that under the wraps until very recently. So, you know, this is a sort of an issue that we haven't had on in the past. We've had, you know, rock climbing walls and jumping castles, but that's limited to a number of children, but the robotic dinosaurs, we believe, will be a fairly big attraction for a lot of the parents and their children.
Love
on this occasion for the family fun day.
So and now
we're actually just looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, also, what is the broader goal behind the family fun day?
It's really to actually bring the community together. And just have a bit of fun, you know, which is probably lacking in the community, but it's a way of drawing community members into the center.
Mm-hmm.
They have access to a range of other community organizations here that can provide them with assistance in the lives of courses or practical assistance if they're have mental health issues and things along those lines. So, you know, we also have, lucky door prizes too as well. And we do have a raffle here, which we have some fairly good prizes which are given out. And these are virtually donated by organisations in the community who support these sort of events as we deliver them throughout the year.
Wonderful. Malcolm, and before I let you go, just give us the date and the times of this wonderful family fun day.
It's the 19th of December,
mm-hmm.
which is a Thursday, and we deliver the program between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m.
Lovely.
And
lovely.
Everybody is welcome.
Lovely. Now, Malcolm, it sounds like an absolutely fabulous day to be part of all the fun that's happening. And, you know, there's an educational aspect to it as well. And we're all a little bit fascinated by dinosaurs, aren't we? So having that mechanical dinosaur there will be great. And listeners, we've been talking to Malcolm Thompson, who is, as I said, the Managing Director of Caboolture Neighbourhood Centre. And you can listen to this podcast again, if you like, by going onto the 101.5 FM website and click on podcast. Malcolm, thank you very much. And I hope you have a wonderful day on the 19th of December. And I hope you and yours have a beautiful and safe Christmas. Thanks for speaking with us.
And same to you, Rosemary, and to your listeners.
Thank you.